The Pod Couple, original podcast.
I was going to say, because I know they do folderway ones, but
no,
they're not no, that folderway. And why would you want to walk around with your bike on your back?
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
How are we?
I is good. How good. Is you?
I is good too.
Here we are again.
Here we are again then.
I know. Is it nearly 2 months?
I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
29th of Jan was the launch. And well, here we are, like the nearly end of March. Nearly happy Easter.
So I see that people have been replying to the Facebook question.
They have. The Pod Couple podcast question, which was, if you could go on holiday with your favourite person, famous or not, who would it be and why? So, I don't know if you've seen any. We've got Les Roberts Muso. He's put me. C'est moi. So, I must be his favourite person. One tick to me. Trevor Spittle. He again put c'est moi. But I just said, look, can you play the game and give us a better answer?
Yeah, I can see a common theme here.
Yeah, so he said Rachel Riley.
Oh, Countdown. Countdown.
Yeah. Terry Tanner said Celine Dion. Hang on, we've got Chris High said Donald Trump. and then he mentioned a couple of reasons why, which I probably won't repeat on air, but
no,
there we go.
Not to.
But then he also said, and I think I fall into this category, he said his dad. Because he lost him when he was young, when he was 19, and Chris would have liked to have got to know him better. Who else have we got? Anne Bishop, Charnock Richard. She said she would go with her dad, James Arthur Harrison. And she said something here, something about Fleetwood Fish Market in its heyday. She was eating oysters before she was school. I mean, come on, Anne. That's just showing off, isn't it?
That's
you know
a bit,
what I mean?
Pretty hardcore, eating oysters as a child.
It is. Mark South once again said same moi. So again, I asked him just to give us a bit of an answer. And again, a nice one. He put his dad as well. Because I lost my dad like 19 years ago. And for those who know me well, obviously my mum was quite recent. So I would have to pick two. I'd have to go with like my mum and my dad. Robert Cross again said me. Do you know what I noticed? Mm-hmm. Oh, Trevor Spittle then had a second go. He said his bestest mate in the whole world is Staffy Otis. Oh, so he'd just go with his dog. Miles from Warwick, interesting one. David Attenborough. Can you imagine that? It'd turn out like a World Wildlife Programme, wouldn't it?
He'd be showing you. Would be good.
You'd be there on the beach trying to chill and he'd be like, now, I can't do the voice, but he'd be like, now, hang on a minute, there's a such and such crab or
yep,
something.
Exactly, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I notice, Guy, and I know you're going to give us ours, but nobody sort of mentioned they go with you.
It's fair enough.
But, do you know what? And I think it's just because they may have missed the post. I know Carrie Pell would definitely have picked you. Bernard Cross, I'm sure she would have definitely picked you. Or Nikki. Hang on a minute. No, she didn't.
building my hopes up and then dashing them straight.
Yeah, obviously her first choice would have been Wilf. Wilf said he'd have gone for a load of the old Birmingham City players, but Wilf went for David Williams, our hairdresser, who's just brilliant, and vice versa. David said he'd go for Nikki. So sorry, you got a couple there. I'm pretty sure if they would have, maybe they just missed the post.
That's what it is.
I'm sure Carrie Pell and Bernard Cross would have chosen your good self.
Yeah, I'm sure they missed it.
We've not got that in writing, so I cannot confirm. As I say, I thought on Nikki when I asked her the question. I thought, I thought she's gonna say Guy straight away, but sadly no. So.
Ooh, that's okay. I'm not offended at all in any way, shape or form.
A little bit low on the old...
You're all right, don't rub it in.
The old guy.
You're all right, can stop.
Can I stop now? So come on, who was yours?
David Attenborough.
You've pitched that too?
Yeah. So I would go on a tropical island with David Attenborough and he can then point out all the fascinating creatures and tell me all about them.
So you, Miles, David Attenborough... on the beach somewhere looking at grains of sand and talk about global warming and things
and
like
turtles.
That.
And turtles. You see things like that, yeah.
Turtles? Mm-hmm. Where are we going with the turtles?
I don't know, just popped into my head.
So, interesting. I thought you'd, to be honest, if obviously my mum and dad would be top there, but if I could choose someone else, obviously someone maybe a little bit of a celebrity, I'd have gone for Kris Jenner.
Who?
Kris Jenner. She's the mum of the Kardashians.
Oh.
I love Kris Jenner. And we'd probably go to Mykonos and we'd probably invite the girls. So I'd be like best mates with the Kardashians.
You'd go with a Kardashian to Mykonos? That would be my worst nightmare.
Why would it be?
That's almost about going to the Benny Hill bar in Magaluf. Oh, no, I did that, didn't I?
You've done that. I was going to say, that's actually true. But yeah, me and Kris Jenner, Mykonos, just living the life. I just admire her work ethic, to be honest. She's like me. She gets up at daft o'clock. Well, I used to the last sort of 12 months. It's been a bit tougher, but no, I used to be up at like 5 in the morning doing my work, you know, looking after people, managing people, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be my best friend in the future.
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you now, watch this space.
I'm watching it with interest.
You know, I know we check, don't we, sort of every week. America's still up there. And she only needs to hear. I might send us to her.
How?
The Kardashians. Just send her a link.
Oh, send the link. Yeah, I mean, you've got an email? Have you? You
send that? I'll get my people to speak to her people.
Okay, wow.
Kris Jenner and Andy Mack, good friends. Could even do a reality TV show about that, imagine that.
Get on as a guest.
Yeah, Kardashian stroke Mac.
Maybe
Mac Kardashian. McCard. I need to work on that.
McCard. Yeah, I know what you mean.
McCardashian doesn't go, does it?
Yeah, no, not really.
Kardashians and Mac, a bit like, you know, Dempsey and Makepeace. Yeah.
Dash
Mac. Cagney and Lacey. Dash Mac? Mac Dash. Mac Dash Doodle.
No, that sounds like a really fast food restaurant.
It does, doesn't it? So do you know what, Guy? What? Because our listeners have done what they've done, you know, who they're going to take with them and this, that and the other, it gave us the idea, didn't I, to maybe help them if they're actually going on a holiday this year, about we've picked out the top 10 destinations of 2024. But I think it probably depends on which, like, search Google brings up for you, because the ones that we've found, number one is Spain.
I suppose it's because it's easy to get to. It's fairly cheap.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess. It's not like a long-haul holiday, is it?
No. Because of, obviously, Ibiza, the Canary Islands, yeah. Tenerife, La Palma, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, Spain was number one. Number two is France.
You see, again, easy to get to. You can go through the tunnel.
Yep.
Yep, get that.
We've got number three is Greece. See, that's where I'm going to be with Kris Jenner, Mykonos. People are doing a lot of... You don't believe me. You watch this space.
Okay.
Number four, honestly, Great Britain.
Oh, for a staycation.
Yeah,
you see, cost of living crisis, staycation's become like a huge thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think a lot, you know, maybe since the pandemic and stuff and whatever. But number five, we have Portugal. Six, we have Italy. See, Italy would have been my number one.
Yeah, it would have been Italy higher than that.
Seven is Turkey. Eight. Now, again, USA. That's number eight. That would have been up in my top three, really, because I want to do the whole, you know, Route 66. And
get a big Cadillac and drive down Route 66.
I want to do all of that. Nine is Croatia. And coming in at number 10 is Thailand. They're your top 10 destinations in that order. Obviously, make of that what you wish. Switch it round a bit. But what would you have been your top three?
Top three would have been... The first one would have been Mauritius.
Oh, nice. Classy dude.
Second, I would love to go to California.
Yeah.
My third one, I would... I've always wanted to do this, and that's go to, you know, one of those ice hotels in...
Yes, I've seen them. Well, you can't stay in them very long, though, eh?
Can't you?
I don't think so. Well, you get pneumonia, won't you? Or, like, frostbite or something?
No, but I think they're all quite warm inside. Not so warm that things melt, but definitely like an ice hotel.
They do look pretty cool, to be fair. But then, when you choose your destination, you've got to choose what you want to do when you go there, haven't you? Again,
yes, because I get that depends where you go, doesn't it, as to what you kind of what floats your boat, kind of thing, isn't it?
And who you go with, as we sort of did. I know ours was just a fun listener question earlier on, but it's who you go with. Families, obviously, have to, if you've got a case for kids and stuff and whatever, have to do a different thing. But you see, for me, because I was looking at some of the, I got tired just research and these things to do, this top 10 things to do, because the whole canoeing and kayaking and all that, that comes up at number one. That's not holiday to me, guy. That's like exercise. Do you know what
adventure,
I mean?
Adventure holiday.
It is, but things like that, you know, sort of bikepacking.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's your backpacking, but you do it on a bike.
How do you get the bike in the backpack? Like a foldaway bike? Like a scooter? You can just go on a scooter.
No, you go on a bike, you don't walk. You got a backpack, but you're on a bicycle.
Yes.
You don't put the bike inside the rucksack.
I was going to say, because I know they do foldaway ones, but they're,
no,
they're not that foldaway. And why would you want to walk around with your bike on your back?
Don't think you've quite grasped the concept of this.
I've not, have I? I've got that all wrong.
You've
I
got that wrong. No, you don't put the bike in the rucksack. You put the rucksack on your back, but you don't walk your cycle.
So why are they calling it bike packing? Because that confused people like me.
Because instead of backpacking, you go on a bike.
Oh, yeah, but why don't they
I don't
that's
know.
Just called... Guy, honestly, shouldn't that just be called like biking or cycling?
Right, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
it's entirely up to you.
Okay, but they shouldn't call it that because it's confusing. As I say, it doesn't take a lot to confuse me, but yeah, imagine walking around with your bike. Hang on a minute, lads, I'm just going here for a pint. Just get my bike off my back.
So what's your kind of the one thing to do on holiday then? Are you more of a get up and go or just a sit and lie and soak up the sun?
To be honest, as I say, we look through, it's not even worth, I suppose, going through our top 10 of things to do because it does depend on who you're with, where you've gone. There's a part of me that wants to go to Rome and do like the Roman holiday thing, like Audrey Hepburn, Trevi Fountain, this, that and the other.
Yeah.
But the way I am, the way I feel at the minute, I think I'd like to just go, you know, nice villa with a pool, take a load of books, not necessarily my Kindle, the old fashioned books like you could, and just sit and read and chill and, you know, a couple of margaritas, you know. Oh, I'd need someone there who could make drinks and stuff.
One of the Kardashians, by any chance.
Or there's another person I could put on my list. Tom Cruise, cocktail. He can shake a drink about, can't he?
Of course he can, yeah.
There we go.
He'd fly you there as well.
Yeah, exactly. I need rest. I do need rest.
You see, I couldn't do that. I'm not one for lounging on the beach, to be honest. I'd rather like explore. I mean, not like adventure like whitewater rafting and bungee jumping, but like exploring, yeah. So finding out about the history of a place.
Oh, so you're one of that. You go with your camera and your map and you look like a proper tourist. That's you, isn't it, guy?
No, I don't go there with a map. But went to, you see, Pompeii. That was amazing.
Oh, interesting.
That
yeah,
was
you see,
amazing.
I could do that.
Mm.
Oh, so that's the sort of thing. Is there anything happy you'd do on holiday? Is there anything like, you know, come on, shock me.
No, I can't. I can't really. You see, Mauritius was great because that was where my dad was from. So I visited all the places that he visited. So I actually went to his school when he was a child. The school's still there.
Oh, that's nice.
So I saw the school. I saw where he played, where he went to the shops and stuff like that. So that for me, that was kind of that was good.
That's a happier one.
I
think I like that one.
Yeah.
But I do think it depends, as I say, you know, what you... It is... I mean, I did the cruise ships a long time ago, so you're in a different country when you wake up every morning, so you only get a cup. That's good for people who do get bored quite easy, because you do wake up, don't you, in a different place every day. You wake up in Spain, Cadiz, this, that and the other, and you get off. Okay, you might only, granted, get a couple of hours, but you're seeing different places each day. Do you know what I mean? So I think the whole cruise thing, depending on which line you go for, because we did a lot of Royal Caribbean, but there's another cruise line called Seabourn, which is an American cruise line, but there's only like 400 passengers on there. And you know, it's that posh, right? So there's no fights for sunbeds or this, that and the other. People come round and clean your sunglasses, like proper clean.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just sat there. I think I was writing, funny enough, at the time. Honestly, it was one of my many novels I've started and not finished. And I was there and I'm writing away, like, to him. And the next minute, someone comes up and they've got this little basket and it's like, excuse me, can you pass me your glasses? I thought they wanted to lend them for a minute. So me being quite kind the way I am, I was like, oh, yeah, there you go. And they sort of clean them for you and give them back. That's how posh it is. So if you're looking on, like, a little bit of a luxury cruise, they're the ones to go on. But having said that, there was a little. My little problem with that was this particular time, flew over to, again, I was just doing shows on there at the time. There was two shows we had to do, and it had come through, going to do this particular cruise, yada yada, because the only ones I'd done were like the European ones, so your Spain, your Italy's, this, that, and the other, which were amazing, to be fair. But then we got this posh one, right? So I'm like, oh, excellent. So they fly us to, as all this talk I've got about wanting to go to New York, I literally saw it for all of like 6 seconds, because we had to get to New York, then run through the airport like crazy people, go over to Miami, stopping in Miami just for the night, and then we were getting on this cruise the next day, and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to stop at the Caribbean, and it's going to be like, no such luck. Do you know what I had, Guy? I'll tell you right now.
I'll
tell you now. 10 days at sea. 10 days at sea. Now, you don't know what that does to a person. Apparently, it's the transatlantic crossing. It's the same route that the Titanic took. Why you'd pay to do that, I've no clue. But 10 days at sea, that's not great for a person.
I can imagine. Days. I would never go on a cruise.
Really?
Oh,
ever
I'd hate
life?
It. Just being stuck on a boat for like all
but
that time.
You do
time.
Get off. It's
yeah,
not
no,
all
but
like
you
that.
Still, I couldn't do that.
I wouldn't recommend transatlantic cruise crossings.
No.
Try and say that after a few. But yeah, 10 days at sea.
Because
the first few days, it's like, oh, and luckily, thank goodness, it was calm seas. Imagine it if
imagine
it had been
if, yeah.
a bit manifest.
Yeah.
And, oh, I haven't told you the worst part, right? The worst part was I got an abscess in my tooth. Now,
just
here's
what you want
question.
When you're stuck on a boat in the middle of the transatlantic.
Yeah. Good job I had a lot of paracetamol and stuff. Now, here's the thing. They've got a ship's doctor who you pay $100 to go and see.
Of course
obviously,
you do.
This was quite a few years ago. But there's no, like, ship dentist. So I had to do 10 days at sea, obviously, lovely weather, thank God it was calm, with an abscess. Now, anyone who's had an abscess on the tooth, you know the horrific pain that you're in. And I did this. I think I'm quite tough, really. I should be a gangster. But 10 days at sea with an abscess on your tooth. And then we got into Portugal. Then I couldn't even see a dentist at Portugal. We had to fly back to Manchester, and then I could go up north and see the lovely Peter at Crosby, because, you know, obviously there was no one else I could see at the time. So there's a question for you, Guy. Why is there a doctor on a cruise ship but not a dentist?
Because I should imagine people having problems with their teeth is probably very few and far between. And
yes.
It costs a lot for a dentist to be hired for all of that
I
time.
Guess so. There you go again. See, the way I threw that question at you, that was, oh, I'm excited. What does it bring it on to? Fred's fun facts. That's you.
Do you want a fact?
Well, facts is plural, so I'm hoping there's more than one.
No, there's
Fred.
Only one. There's only one this week.
Only one fun fact?
Yeah, but this is
so
going
it's Fred's
blow
fun fact.
You away, this is.
Right.
Okay.
For those who may have missed last week, Fred is you.
Fred is me, apparently, because it's obviously,
yeah.
Yes, it's...
Yeah. It sounds better, yes. Yeah,
okay, so it's quite long.
Okay.
Bear with me. But yes, this week's fun fact is dedicated to our Wilf. As
oh, right, okay.
Right? Okay, so as we're recording this, apart from March 31st being Easter Sunday, it's also the day we put the clocks forward 1 hour.
Right.
But do you know why we do that?
No, but you know, I've honestly always wanted to know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, do you know what? I can tell you.
So, well, Fred's fun fact.
Despite the myth, the daylight saving time wasn't invented by Benjamin Franklin, as some people think it was, and it's got nothing to do with farmers. But here you go. In 1905, whilst he was out on an early morning horse ride, a guy called William Willett came up with the idea of creating more daylight hours. Because it was sunny, most of the house had the curtains or the blinds drawn, and he felt people missing out. So he got on this quest to do this daylight saving. So 2 years later, he published a manual called The Waste of Daylight. But here's the thing, the British Parliament didn't buy into the idea until Germany became the first country to adopt the measure in 1916. Now, they did it to conserve electricity during the First World War. Weeks later, the UK followed suit. But farmers hated it because they had to wait for the dewy hay to dry out. Cows weren't ready to be milked because obviously the timing was all wrong, and farmhands worked less as they still finished at the end of the day as normal.
What?
Unfortunately, William Willett never saw his idea come to light, so to speak, as he died in 1915, but we've been changing clocks ever since 1916. Now, this is going to blow you away.
Go on.
William Willett just so happens to be the great-great-grandfather of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin.
Go away.
What was Coldplay's biggest hits of 2002 that won the Grammy Award? Clocks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was the relation to Wilf. Because you started off with this is one for Wilf, and when you said Wilf...
Because it's all about clocks.
Oh, not William Willett. Is that the right name?
Pardon? Yes.
What? Yes, yeah, William Willett. Willett.
So he's great-great-grandfather of Chris Martin. And Coldplay had their biggest hit, Clocks.
You're right.
Blown
Speechless.
Away.
Speechless. Blown away.
There you go. There's
Absolutely
a fact.
Blown
Fred's
away.
Fun fact for this week.
Fred's fun fact. Oh, do you know what? That's a round of applause for you guy, aka anonymously Fred.
Thank you.
That was really good. I've always wanted to know where it come from. I thought it, do you know what? My little, in Andy Macland, I thought it went back to the Romans. But they didn't even have clocks.
No,
so
1916, so a fairly, well, not a new invention, but several hundred years.
Wow. You just don't fail to impress, do you? Every week, it's something that just like, that did totally blow me out of the water. But like I said to start, I've always wanted to know why we do that. And we do that, don't we? Don't forget, is it this Sunday?
March 31st, yep, Sunday.
And obviously, all our devices, like sort of our phones and that, not mm-hmm. the car. Sometimes I just leave the car so it sorts itself out in a few months' time. But, you know, I just have the wrong time for a little bit. But I know our phones and everything do it. But who's going to be busy on Sunday morning when you've got a clock shop? That doesn't change with Alexa or with your iPhone or whatever, does it? All the clocks, right. Imagine them, going to be changed.
I know.
Go forward, because it's fall forward and fall spring. Spring forward, fall back, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you remember.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that's this Sunday, which is also Happy Easter Day.
It is, March 31st.
So I'm going to chuck out, maybe, I know we've not mentioned it much, but I've just been keeping it as a surprise. I will chuck out the Easter calendar pick, because we did promise that last week. I know you thought I'd forgotten, but I haven't.
Should I be worried?
Am I okay to do the bunny ear thing?
I don't even know what the bunny ear thing is. What, if I just, what, me as a rabbit with bunny ears?
Not with like a tail and everything, just maybe a few bunny ears. We can't do Easter with that. How can I do an Easter calendar shot with no bunny ears or no eggs or nothing? I've got to try and do my best with the bunny ears. So as long as I've got permission, you know, being head of socials and stuff. And
No, I haven't done one yet. Yeah, that's fine.
Is it? Can I just, very, very quickly, because I nearly forgot, because I'm so blown away with your, what's her name? What did you just call it? Fred's fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I just need to, do you remember last week, very, very quickly, we were going to introduce Andy's gang again, which was something that was
yes.
very successful a long, long time ago. Well, okay, in my defence, you're on, it's a little bit slow at the minute. I only put it out there the other day. So far, so to join Andy's gang, obviously, we just need you to get in touch. Follow us on Facebook, The Pod Couple. We just need to know your name and where you're from. Up to now, first sign up, Paul Blamier in Australia. He's part of Andy's gang.
Okay.
Hello, Paul. Trevor Spittle, Britain, sign me up. And then Berna Cross, she says, I'm from a land far, far away. Can I join? Of course you can, though I know that far, far away is actually near Southport in Merseyside. So not as exciting as she tried to make it sound. But
not
love
from
it
a,
to
not,
massive
not from
books.
A land down under.
Not from, oh, I can feel a song coming on, but we're not allowed to play it for copyright. So I'll just hum it.
That's a Y50.
Yeah, it was a slowed down version of it, wasn't it? Can't get away from it. It's in my head. I need a holiday. I need to go to Hawaii.
You need to go on a ship somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic.
What, and just leave me there? Radio Caroline, I could still do the podcast. Come on. It gets better.
Oh, my life.
Oh, that's it. We'll do the podcast from a ship. Come on. See what I did there. Happy days.
With the Kardashians.
No, would you? I wouldn't. Do you know what, guy? This is how loyal I am. And, you know, you better hold on to this, because there's not many loyal people in the world. I wouldn't give you up for the Kardashians.
All right. Thank you. I kind of feel quite honoured, I think.
I know you would. You want me to like go off in a ship in the middle of the ocean and do the show from there by myself with no one with me. But that's fine. My loyalty lies with you. And that's where it's staying. Happy Easter. Bring the clocks forward. Off we go, Radio Caroline. And we will end up in America at some point, and I will have a house next to the Kardashians. Not in a stalkery way, as a friend way. Just, that's my disclaimer. Can I just put that out there now?
You've got a lot of planning to do.
I have indeed.
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.